You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Ooh, Game of the Year podcast. So we had a little bit of technical difficulty starting this one as well.
Boy.
You guys missed it. I'm going to have to put it at the end of the podcast.
You're going to have to. Yeah.
Dirty microphone dropped like 3 octaves lower.
It sounded like he was permanently stoned while talking, but sober. Boy.
It's like, I was waiting for the surfer dude, man. That would have been awesome.
I was trying to fix it.
Well, if it happens again, we are getting surfer stoned.
If it happens again, you let me know because I'm not going to know.
Yeah. We won't say a word.
we'll just start. Like,
surf's up, dirty.
Hang loose, bro.
We'll just give you one of these.
There you go. Yeah. You'll never sure.
So welcome, everybody. Episode 81 of the Analog Assault Podcast. We got Underdog. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. We got boy.
Scarecrow, Thaddeus Prime. Hello. And is that Dirty Bombs I see?
I don't know. It's a little dark over there. But
yeah, a little dark. I can't really see him.
Dirty Bombs in the corner.
So what was I have my back into a Christmas tree right now. I'm not having that.
You don't want
if
your Christmas tree?
If we see flames coming from a kitchen, we know why.
It's in general that way direction, so...
So
if there's a new light source from my right eye, you'll know why.
It starts lighting up. We can actually see your face, then we'll know. Hey, you probably should grab the fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Probably should. Yeah. Fun enough, that's behind the Christmas tree.
Perfect place for it.
Yep.
Well, a little housekeeping here, guys, before we start this episode. If you want to call us or leave a voicemail about previous episodes or about this one right here you're listening to, call us at 512-571-3907. And if you like our content, consider being a supporter. Head over to patreon.com/ Mulehorn Gaming. Get all the details. Make a shout out to our gold level supporter, Hashling Slasher. Thanks, bro. So, guys, I'm Dirty Underdog. I haven't seen y'all in forever. How's y'all's weeks?
Weeks.
Plural, multiple.
Was it how Slytherin over here?
How's your 2019 been?
Yeah. It kind of feels that way sometimes, especially with the job dragging on, seasons changing, going from one season to the next, and now hooping it up, trying to see how that goes. But it has been an interesting couple of weeks. With Thanksgiving, my belly was so full. I don't think I moved like very fast or very far from my couch for like more than 24 hours. So it was a good time with family. Just trying to live the dream, playing all the games that I can. I think I'm beginning to be like Crow again and start playing a bunch of different games, and I blame him for it. And Lupo.
it's not only my fault.
Oh, I know. Lupo is the fault too. But, playing some Pokemon, playing a lot of Switch. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's just been good. And I'm so glad to be back with you guys because that is my joy.
And we missed Peter. We missed you.
Your computer hasn't crashed.
I know. It hasn't yet. Yeah. Don't curse it.
Knock on wood.
But I would say, Mule, you brought a small little tear to my eye last week whenever I was sitting here, listening to all the great things you said about everyone. And then you left me out, but it's okay.
So I asked the Magic 8-Ball in chat. I said, Will Dog's PC crash?
Why'd you do that?
As I see it, yes.
You heard it here first, guys.
You heard it here first. I'm sorry I let you down, Underdog.
Won't be the first
time.
So what about you, Dirty Man? What you been doing? You actually have something to podcast on now, obviously.
I do, thanks to the lovely contributions of an amazing person, Graham Kingpin. He let me have his older laptop, which isn't the best in the world, but you know what? It gets me to where I need to be, which is Dungeons & Dragons and podcasting. So, there we go. But hopefully sometime early next year-ish, if the government doesn't have anything to say about it, I will have a new computer.
Oh, snap.
And hopefully, my screen just froze. That's awesome.
A new Christmas tree?
No, not a new Christmas tree. I'm going to steal that one. If I can swing it, I'm going to get a Cintiq tablet as my second monitor because I've wanted one for forever. And if I can get a Cintiq tablet, which if any of you know, is a really dope-ass drawing tablet that also doubles as a monitor, but they're really expensive.
Yeah.
If I can get that with a new computer, I'm going to start doodle streaming again.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, throw out that mixer. Throw out that mixer tag. What is it?
It's been a while. I don't know.
Good time.
I'm pretty sure it's Dirty Bombs.
Yeah, I dare say it's probably Dirty Bombs.
It's probably Dirty Bombs everywhere except.
I get a feeling.
So, you know, the last time he streamed, it was me kicking his butt in a 1v1. You know that, right?
Oh.
You know, the funny thing about that is that.
Yeah, I do recall that.
As we reflect on this so called ass kicking, let us not forget the fact that it was one match that I lost. Had I not lost it, it would have been a draw.
But
still lost it.
But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Warlock brother. You lost it.
You lost it.
I mean,
you
lost let it, me down. Let's not forget who swept whom in the first match. Oh, who
cares? Dang. What do you think, Crow? Rematch soon?
It's not like you can have a rematch without having a first match.
He won't.
Well, you did.
It's pretty awesome.
We're going to have to do it soon. We're going to have to be the end all be all.
Best two out of three.
But they both won one.
He won't challenge me.
Like none.
He won't challenge me. I've asked him.
Because I have no mods. I have no armor. I have nothing good to fight you against.
Apex. Make him play Apex dirty.
Fuck, I'll play Apex. Hell yeah.
See, I love this. Lose. Dirty's playing Apex now.
He's turning it down. He's scared. He's scared to play me in Apex.
I would lose in Apex. There's no doubt about that.
I say y'all meet up and get some real guns and see what happens.
Oh, man, I got nerfed.
Come to Texas. You'll be okay.
That's right, boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
I said draw.
Draw. Yeah. So what about you, Mr. Scarecrow in Primetime? How's y'all's week been, man?
Go, Crow.
Oh, see, I've had a fun little week. I drove all the way up to Missouri to visit my parents for the holidays. That's an 11-hour drive. That is not fun. Not fun, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But got up there, had a good time, ate a lot of food. I don't think my digestive system is quite back to normal yet, but I think we're getting there. But boy, a lot of good food. Unfortunately, one of my parents' friends, he's got his own winery and also makes a lot of food, so he definitely brought over some pretty high alcohol exactly. content wine, and boy,
already feeling the effects still.
Yeah, I mean, it's been it's been over a week. Well, exactly.
Still drunk.
And boy, I don't know how I made that drive back. Oof, that was rough.
Still can't walk straight. Drive.
Yeah. But yeah, been having a good time. Watching The Mandalorian, keeping up with that.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just say Baby Yoda is like the cutest thing ever to hit a TV screen?
I mean, pretty much. Everything with him. Like, dude, there's so many freaking funny GIFs and
GIFs. Funny peanut butter? Who the fuck knew that?
Like, with
Baby Yoda peanut butter. I'll buy that.
With his little cup, and he's just like sipping it.
Mm-hmm.
Are the ones now where they dub over music for the three times he hits the switches in the
cockpit? Oh, yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple of those, but they've all been good. I really want to see one or make one. It might take a little bit to have of that one, but it's the audio from We've Stepped Into a War with the Cabal on Mars.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody will do that one.
I want to see the Groot one with all the buttons in that first scene with him pushing all the buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be good. That'd
be another good one. Yeah. But, like, so I'm going to make you guys maybe happy and also sad at the same time. I saw this Baby Yoda thing that was hilarious the other day, and I was on some other podcast or something, and all of a sudden, all of us know the Baby Shark song.
Yes.
Baby Someone Yoda. Started singing the Baby Shark, but with Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
The say we did and don't.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
First time back podcasting, Scarecrow does that to me. What a dick move.
I mean, it's a welcome back, Dirty.
That's a terrible welcome back.
Exactly. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's the best we got for a warlock that can't accept it. Anyway.
So what game is Scarecrow?
Coming from a hunter who can't accept the fact that he got his ass handed to him the first time.
For sake of the cast, I will let you, sulk in that so we can actually get to the actual meat of what we're going to talk about today.
Wait, we got to hear the games the Scarecrow and Thaddeus have been playing.
Oh.
Get what on with playing? It.
All right, I'll say. Pokemon, getting through that. Started breeding in Pokemon, which is actually kind of fun. Kind of just seeing the RNG on all that and all the freaking crazy shit that has to go into that. Like, I was like, okay, I'll just get some decent stat Pokemon, start breeding them. Like, yeah. No, it's crazy. Like, I've had better luck in looter shooters like Destiny and stuff with like these crazy 1% drop rates than doing the stupid breeding stuff. It's fun, but I'm this is rough. Also, myself, Lupo, and Dog actually got into Final Fantasy 14 online.
Oh, wow.
This last week. we've just been trying to think of more MMOs maybe to try out, and we're like, okay, we'll try this one out. And I mean, we're enjoying it so far.
Yeah. Never gonna try Friday. I mean, it's all gonna be.
Oh yeah,
but you do need to ask Crow what his Ditto's name is.
Is it Ditto?
Is what?
Well,
what's a Ditto?
Which one?
It's a pink blob that Ditto's.
It's
Pokemon. There's
just checking.
Yeah, it's a Pokemon named Ditto. It's basically a blob that can transform into any other Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
It's what you normally use for breeding is you just use a Ditto and whatever one you want.
That's what I use for breeding.
So it's not the one that I'm using right now.
You're broke mule.
It took me a second to get that, but yes, I get it. Anyway. I mean, it's not that funny, but
it's pretty funny if you think about it.
I mean, it is. Where's my Ditto?
Near you.
Do you really want to transform into yourself?
Oh man, I'm gonna start sweat laughing over here.
Cry, man.
Anyway.
Anyway. I named the Ditto Boomer.
Every time you say it, I can't get it out of my head now. Anyways, sorry about that. Derailed there.
just a little
deep
bit.
Fry. What about deep you?
Well,
then don't make a Ditto joke, please. I haven't been
playing Ditto's lately. But, mine's not been near as eventful either. Pretty much playing some Jedi Fallen Order when I can. And the majority of that's been back when I took my trip to West Texas for Thanksgiving, which was awesome. The drive, however, was not awesome.
Well, that's a tough drive.
8 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, the part where you leave Houston the first couple hours is pretty good. But once you get to the desert, you're like, okay, I need some good music. I need something to get me through this. Yeah. Thank goodness for Buc-ee's and Buc-ee's and
that's Buc-ee's. About it.
Yeah, Ditto.
And the little snack pack that my certain lady friend gave me on the road trip.
Ooh, a lady friend.
So kudos to her.
Snack pack.
Yeah.
That's what he calls his Ditto.
Well, Dirty, I missed you, man. I missed you. I forget you're pretty witty too.
These other two guys.
I have my moment.
Snackpack Ditto. That's what we're gonna name.
You can name it Snackpack.
Oh my goodness!
This podcast is so awesome. What have we done?
Emil never thought he'd get into Pokemon.
Right?
How do you know what's on the rails?
Pokemon's getting into him.
You're really into Pokemon right now.
Now we know why they call it Pokemon.
Pokemans.
Wow.
No, but
oh boy.
Yeah, good time for family and definitely some food-induced coma naps, which was so amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Catching up with family. You know, I don't get to go down there as much as I'd like to. And just hanging out with mom and sister and all that. And this Jedi Fallen Order, when I can, I just defeated the ninth sister, or the which second sister? No, the ninth sister.
Ninth sister.
On Kashyyyk?
Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
And I went to one of the planet, the first planet you go on to. I think I've revealed every secret and chest so far. So I think I'm progressing the story now. And I just love that game.
Dude.
It's a fantastic game.
Heck yeah.
So I've had, man, it's been work and hanging out with the kids and occasionally lady friend. And yeah, man. Hello.
With your snack packs.
With my snap packs, man.
There's a shirt in there somewhere.
All yeah. We're going to have a shirt with that.
Copyrighted by Nintendo.
Snack packs or Ditto? Ditto is a word. Right. It's not copyrighted by Nintendo.
Yeah, there you go. So I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Battlefront 2. I beat Fallen Order for the second time.
Nice.
The second time.
Jedi
same difficulty, but I didn't change it any at all this time. There's a couple of fights the first time through. I changed it to story mode because they were just hard. But now I know how to fight really well.
Yeah, they were hard. When I went through it, I'm like, no, I'm not changing the difficulty. I made it through. I may have spent maybe 2 hours on a couple of fights, but
some of them are rough. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The commentary for Crow on those was pretty funny, just by the way.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of them, Dog was in the party chat with me when I was doing these, and boy, it was getting dirty quality almost.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
It was, man, and Star Wars Battlefront 2, dude, they have so much content that is coming out. And I'm a sucker for Star Wars games. You guys know that. And I've actually been playing a lot of Apex and playing ranked.
Oh, that's a good game.
I actually hadn't played ranked before, but I'm on Platinum 4. And it is freaking sweaty, dude. It is getting mega sweaty already on Platinum. And I haven't even hit Diamond yet. And Diamond's where you get that little calm trail or whatever. But man, it's getting rough. But I have to say, one of the highlights of my week was just, you know, I love seeing everyone talking about Star Wars in the Discord because, you know, I love Star Wars. And then I scroll over to the spoiler chat and I see that Dirty Bombs had finally finished it. And I was like, oh, what'd you think, Dirty?
Dude. All right. So y'all remember that guy that got ripped on for crying at Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was that guy. Like, not to that extent, but I had happy tears. I had chills. I was fucking bouncing on my goddamn chair. I'm like, right?
Oh, yeah.
That, looking that forward final. To it.
As it happened at the end, I'm like, no.
They did it real well.
Yeah. And the whole time you're sitting there and you're going, no, yes, no, yes.
Throughout the entire last third of that game, I'm like, holy shit. You're not going to make me do that, are you?
Yeah.
You're not? Okay, good. All right, here we go. Yay.
Yeah. It was so well done.
I actually saw a video of a guy trying to do it and he spent probably 2 hours doing it, trying different methods.
Yeah.
And oof, he got the quote unquote thing to actually vanish at one point.
No,
he did something and it just like disappeared. I don't know. And the person said his signature line when it happened.
Yeah. Huh.
It was weird.
Interesting.
Oh, James hasn't done it either.
I'm not saying anything.
We're not saying any spoilers. No spoilers. But you know. Prime, dog, you guys got to get on that, man.
You just got to.
Not only is it a fantastic game, but it ends more time in the day.
You got like maybe two more weeks before we've got to talk about it.
I mean, when we get back from Star Wars break, because we only got one more cast before the Star Wars Christmas break.
Wow.
we'll have a spoiler cast on it. But dude, there's very few games that I finished. And when I finished it, I immediately want to start playing it again. Yep. And that's the way I felt on this game.
Like, I was trying to get through the credits. I was like, I want to get back in there so I can try to find some more of these secrets and stuff.
Exactly.
So I didn't restart.
No.
Yeah.
I had to force myself to play Borderlands today because otherwise I would have gone right back to playing it on whatever. I started on Jedi Knight because I didn't want to, like, it was challenging enough on Jedi Knight to begin with. Like, towards about halfway or so, either I must have started getting the hang of it because everything started getting really easy. I mean, there were still really challenging fights, especially on one planet where you fight that one guy, not the end guy, but the one with
the shirtless guy.
Yeah, that one. He was a bitch.
Oh, yes, he was.
Definitely, like, I could get consistently could get him down to a quarter health left. And then he just would just start wrecking the shit out of me. Yep. Like, I couldn't recover.
And you know what sucks about that fight is the meditation spot is so far from where you are, you still have to go.
Exactly. And there's multiple guys you have to take out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What I ended up having to do for that fight is I went into my skill tree and I looked around. I was like, okay, what can I get in here that might help me out? And I found in there, I had not bought the perk that increases your lightsaber damage, and I didn't have the skill points for it, so I sat there and farmed those three guys at right by the meditation spot until I had enough skill points.
That's smart.
And then I took him out in like two or three tries after that.
It took me two or three tries, but the first time it was more like, oh, trial and error to see how this fight was gonna go. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Then when you reach a certain checkpoint in the fight, when, you know, things start changing up, I'm like, I'm gonna lose. I had no stim health.
I wish that, like, NPC didn't help you, actually. I felt like it was more of a hindrance.
It's kind of weird.
Or helped more, because it didn't really help.
Yeah.
No,
So.
Enough of that, though.
We don't want to get too much into it, because then we're going to start getting into spoilers. But the meat and potatoes of the cast. And that's Game of the Year predictions. And before we get into I'll just say the nominees. And then I actually want to, before we talk about the nominees, I want to hear some of y'all's lists of just some of the games that you've played this year that made the biggest impact for you. So the nominees that they have for 2019 is Control, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, and Outer Worlds.
Now, let's set the record straight. The Resident Evil 2 obviously came out a long time ago. That's the remastered version.
Yeah.
The remake.
So what's, like, top two, three games for you guys this year that you've played that may not just be Game of the Year, but the ones that made the biggest impact and you played the most?
Gotcha.
I'd say one is Super Smash Bros., because that's my first Switch game that I played, and it has allowed a lot of fun times with me and my kids, and I enjoyed it solo, too.
We did have that night at PAX.
That was fun, dude.
That was a lot of fun.
We had it online play one time, but it's for going back to, you know, some of the Nintendo style games that I had not done in forever. It was really cool. I really enjoyed what it was. You know, it's not my typical go to, but it's always a fun game, no matter what. The other one, I've only played Outer Worlds of this list, and I really liked Outer Worlds. I was really getting into it. I like the RPG elements of it. I like the story and the characters. Yeah. The decisions felt so good. Like, I knew they had consequences.
Oh yeah.
And that had that Mass Effect Dragon Age feels like, okay, what do I do? It's going to have a good or bad consequence, and it's going to affect these characters or how they react to me. It felt like it felt good again, like that feel back in those days. I want to play Control, but I've not played it yet. I've heard good things, but so for me, Smash Bros. And Outer Worlds.
Nice. Did I hear something or see something that Control might be coming to Game Pass?
I think it got squashed. I think this Control came out and said in a tweet that any sort of statement that was made about Control being in Game Pass is not true at this moment.
Yeah.
At this moment.
They probably don't want it to affect their Game of the Year potential. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. That's good. Yeah. Because Phil Spencer mentioned it in a video interview or a stream, and it caught wind pretty quick, and then they were pretty quick to come out with Damage Control tweet, like, yeah, not happening.
Yeah. Interesting.
No. Probably because the connotation is what I think. It's like, they don't want to be like, oh, this is on Game Pass. You know.
It would be surprising if they did it after the first of the year.
Right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I want to make one comment about the nominees. I'm actually not surprised that Gears is not on there.
I agree.
I think it should be, but it's not.
Should be in the place of Resident Evil. There's no freaking way, and Lupo said it in chat and so did Nate, there's no freaking way a remake should be on the list for Game of the Year. No. That's just stupid.
That's kind of a slap in the face to gamers, in all honesty. Like,
it's stupid.
A game that came out how many years ago is even nominated? That's already kind of upsetting to me that it's even nominated.
Well,
we're not going to get into it right now, but like the fact that a remake from 20 plus years ago or so, 15, 20, roughly, I don't know exactly when it came out, can be on the Game of the Year list, yet a game that comes out maybe 3 days after the like closing the Game of the Year awards nomination.
Jedi Fallen Order?
Before.
Here's my rant. I'm going to go ahead and get into it.
You want to get into it? We're going to go into it?
I'm going. Because this pisses me off.
Hold on to your butts.
Okay. Let's not talk about the whole connections with the guy that does the Game Awards and Kojima and all that crap. Let's not talk about that. Because we know why Jedi Fallen Order is not on there. And this pisses me off for Respawn because they have done such a fantastic job of creating a single player Star Wars story game that's probably been the best since KOTOR that we've had. And I actually learned this from one of the Anthem devs that does like UI work for Anthem. He dug into it a little bit more than I did because I thought that they just missed the mark with like Cutoff to be nominated. And the Cutoff was November 15th. The game had to come out by November 15th, and that's when the game came out.
Yeah.
And so they literally got snubbed. And I think the whole reason why they got snubbed is because there's going to be one damn game that's going to win Game of the Year. And it's only because of their name. And when they do it and we stream next week, you're going to see me go ballistic because I freaking hate it. Oh.
And he's going to drink a whole handle for it.
And and it's going to be like a wasted meal time.
It'll be anyway. The double shot game right there.
Hold on. Do that again?
No, thanks. I know what you're going to do.
Nah. Where's Jump Lee when you need him?
Yeah.
I would say this. I kind of agree with Thaddeus on the predictions for like what I played was Super Smash Brothers would be one of them that I would say would be eligible. I think it'd be great for Nintendo to see when it get up there. And Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds was fantastic. I think I'm fairly close into beating the game. I've loved it. It's been fantastic. I played Resident Evil 2 a long time ago. It was a fun game. I agree remakes shouldn't be on the list. Sekiro is a lot like Jedi Fallen Order in the way that it's the Dark Souls kind of feel.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So I would even be okay with that winning it.
Yeah.
But not Death Stranding. No. Because I feel like Death Stranding is it's a walking simulator for the most part.
It's basically a FedEx driver without a truck.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
On foot.
No lies detected.
Yeah.
Carrying a baby around.
Yep.
This uses like a battery or something. Dude, I watched like an hour.
Sponsored by
Monster Energy Drink.
I watched like an hour stream of one of the guys from the shed. I can't even remember now. I'm going blank, but I watched like an hour stream of that and I was like, what the hell is going on? And what is this game about? I don't feel drawn in. This is weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a hater, but I was just like,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of people in that hater boat because I don't think it should be Game of the Year just because of the name.
It's going to be.
But it hurts me. Like for Outer Worlds, that game is so good. The character building in it is so spot on. If you love things like Borderlands, kind of the idea of how the characters kind of interact with each other, you'd love Outer Worlds because it's similar. It's not the same.
Yep.
It's similar and it's fun. Death Stranding has nothing.
The fact that
it has Norman Reedus. That's all you ever need.
Apparently.
Fuck.
Yeah. But like in Outer Worlds, like when I first played it, I was so surprised that like you can do something and the NPCs not only just have like dialogue, they have full conversations and potentially will leave you if you do something wrong. Like in the very beginning, the first NPC, I forget her name. I can never pronounce it. One starts with a P.
Pavardi.
Yeah. I chose to help the people who had left the town. So I went back to the town to go take their generator. You get stopped by the governor of the town. I actually killed him. She's like, hey, you just killed him? And she was like, I had to convince her to not leave. She was about to leave. And she's like, okay, well, I'll stay around and stick around so you don't kill anybody else important.
Dang.
Nice. I was like, ooh, okay, that's actually pretty cool that they actually set up that much.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a way to save both?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
That's the ending I got. I saved, fully saved that town. So both parties were happy.
Huh.
And nice. No one died.
So is there a third generator somewhere?
Nope. It's all about strategy.
That's why Prime looks on every corner.
I do. Every dang time.
Every nook and cranny with his ditto.
My ditto knows what to do every time.
Wow.
Right into a tunnel.
We can't get out of the ditto train.
Fits in every corner and every hole.
Nope.
It's staple
of my episode 81, the ditto cast.
Anyway.
How bad would it be if ditto's number was actually 81?
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Before Ditto wins Game of the Year. let's
Ditto Stranding.
They have Ditto plushes, so yeah.
Oh,
30 bombs.
I'm sure they do.
Hi. You know what game I'm appalled isn't on this list? Fucking Witcher 3. God damn it. Game of the Year every year. Problem solved. Anyway. I don't know how to feel about this list, in all honesty. Of this, I've only played Outer Worlds, and I didn't play it that much before I went on to play something else. And it wasn't just, I just didn't feel in an RPG kind of mood when I started playing it. So it just kind of fell off the radar for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd like to see Sekiro come away with it. Because as filthy as I feel saying this, after having played Fallen Order, I kind of want to go back and try Dark Souls.
Interesting. Ooh, boy.
I know. Ooh. And I bought it, and I thought it was a waste of money at time because I got it. It was on sale for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have a better understanding of how things work, it's not the same, but it's similar. So I'm curious.
Yeah.
But I never played Control. I'm not going to say anything bad about it because I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all in the same boat. Resident Evil 2 shouldn't be here. You know, fuck off. Smash Bros. I really don't think it should be on there either, in all honesty. Like, I didn't play it, but at the same time, it's a fighting game at its core.
It is. Yeah.
When was the last time a fighting game won Game of the Year or was nominated for a Game of the Year?
Many years ago.
Yeah. So that's my biggest issue, is that with fighting games, there's no depth in it. Like, there's the nostalgia and the connection for people of our generation and our age to go back and play as Fox or Snake or whoever it might be. And that's fun. That's great. There's nothing wrong with Smash Bros. But I just don't think it's Game of the Year material. And Death Stranding can eat my metallic dick right here. So,
the true silver spoon.
You ate it earlier.
Your ditto.
Yeah, you did.
Your ditto. I can eat my silver ditto.
Or no, it's a shiny ditto. There you go.
Oh, boy.
So I do have a question, though, and this is something that I thought about throughout today in preparation for this. And I meant to do some research. I didn't get around to it. But when's the last time a MMO or a Destiny-like game, a live service game, was ever even on the list for a Game of the Year prediction? Because it really makes me wonder, what would it take for a Destiny or another live service game to actually get on the list?
Interesting.
A crap load of content. It has to be a crap ton of content, man. I mean, that's the only way, because with the way that live service games are in MMOs, it would have to be something that is constantly fed to the players that's enough to keep them from playing other games. And I just don't know if MMOs can ever do that.
The WoW Remastered or whatever, WoW Classic came out this year. I'm actually surprised. Maybe it could have been nominated for like MMO, because they do have a MMO category. It's a subcategory, and Destiny is in the was nominated for Shadowkeep for best, one of the like best recurring
franchises. But it just makes me wonder.
Obviously not going to be Game of the Year, but
they would have to come out. They would have to redefine that particular genre and do something groundbreaking that absolutely no one has thought of or even tried to attempt. And I think that they would only even then be considered.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. Because it's just about even making the list. I'm not saying an MMO ever wins it, but just being nominated is just an honor in and of itself to be set up with games other than Resident Evil 2 should be on here, so it's just a thought I had, and it was really thought provoking to me.
I would agree at the same time too. I mean, they have a lot more to offer than we'll just beat Resident Evil 2 to death because screw that game anyway. It has more to offer than Resident Evil 2. Resident Evil is a good series for the most part. I have no problem with it, but it's really just the same thing where it's just some sort of zombification virus or some sort of mutation virus held by some other person that all relates back to Umbrella and Wesker or some other jazz. And it's all very linear. Now, in your MMOs or your looter shooters like Destiny or Anthem or what have you, there's still plenty of room and a smorgasbord of lore that will feed that machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has so much more to offer than something that's a more linear world like Resident Evil.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And I think, too, one of the things that would be really, really hard is beating out a really good single player game that has a fantastic story that just leaves you in goosebumps. Like, it's hard as a gamer to get over something like that. When I played Spider-Man and then when I played God of War last year, I was like, oh man, these two got to be tops for Game of the Year just because of the feels in them, man. They were just such good stories. It'd be hard for me to put either one of those against any type of MMO just because you're not like MMOs are built to keep continuing on and on and on. And you don't have any of that kind of feeling of a finality, you can have an end of a storyline, but more is coming. So I don't know. I mean, that would be something else that would be really hard for them to be up against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
I think points.
I'm kind of more upset with Fallen Order not being on the list for this year, because what's coming out next year? Well, obviously, we got Cyberpunk 2077, which personally I think and hope will steal a show.
And I definitely think it could. It would have to from what we've seen so far, it would have to seriously flop.
Yeah, and I don't
think it be nominated at the very least.
I feel like CD Projekt Red has done their homework. They've done a fantastic job. They've taken The Witcher from being an kind of game in the first one and in the second one to being fucking mind-blowing in the third one.
Right.
Minus his inability to kill a griffin. But that's on him. So... And I have no idea what else is coming out next year besides Cyberpunk.
Halo.
Because that's really...
Halo is coming out.
Yeah. Infinite. The Last of Us 2.
That I can also eat my silver dick. dude, I didn't like the first one. I didn't like it at all.
Either. I couldn't.
It wasn't because I'm
afraid of zombies.
I just didn't care. Like, I'm like, I was on the fence the entire time. I'm like, why do I care?
The combat wasn't great, but the story was legit.
Why do I still care? I'm like, oh, I'm going to stop playing this game.
I didn't play it, but I saw the story stuff. Like, I watched some YouTube videos throughout the like, just to get the story from us. It was a really good storytelling game. I will give it that.
Sure. And then I know it's a popular game, so I can't really too harsh, but it's just that I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
But let's take that then. We've got Cyberpunk 2077, Last of Us 2, Halo. I'm only bringing it out because I know it doesn't really count because it's already seen this year too. Never mind.
Is Star Wars even
Dark Siders Genesis? But
is what?
Is Star Wars even eligible even to be on that list next year?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Double snub.
I've seen yeses and noes.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait until, unfortunately, this time next year to find out.
There's no way against the competition that's being put out there next year. I mean, you got Cyberpunk and Halo, and both of those franchises, there's just too many hardcore fans to really even be in the discussion.
That's true. But even if there wasn't, let's just take the time frame of which, you know, when these games are coming out, is that, you know, if Fallen Order gets on the list, then it was released this year, and it would just have been forgotten for the most part. I mean, everyone will still remember it because it's a fucking epic game, but it'll be like, wait, why is that on the list? Kind of a thing, you know?
Smash Bros. Ultimate was released, I think, last year, around PAX. It was before PAX.
Like right around PAX, which was...
Yeah. Okay.
It was
either December or early January.
Yeah, so...
I think it was I'm trying to remember now.
It was during the time of PAX. I know that because obviously we were able to play.
So that's early January.
We were playing at PAX in January.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm just talking about being on the list.
It definitely came out after the Game Awards.
Came out December 7th of last year.
Okay. December 7th. Okay, so I don't know if it came out after the Game Awards last year. I don't remember what the exact date was. Either way,
yeah,
interesting.
You know, guys, like when I'm looking at that list, and I actually downloaded Outer Worlds. I haven't started it yet, but I downloaded it. But I've watched almost all of those except for Control on YouTube and like streams, other people's streams. Mm-hmm. And out of all that list, the one that I actually hope gets it is Outer Worlds because everything else is cool. But Outer Worlds feels the one that should win it, at least to me. And maybe that's just because I'm a BioWare guy, and it had like a little bit of a BioWare flair to it. Yeah. But
a bio flair, if you will,
bio flair,
my ditto. But
I felt it in my
BioWare would be mad at us if we made a BioFlare T-shirt.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, we know, guys. Let's just ask. Be like, hey, let's do this.
Don't we just did this. That's okay, right? Okay, right?
We already sold like 15 copies of this shirt. Yeah. So
I got to say, Nate brings something up in chat. He says the Avengers game next year, too, which actually, the more I'm looking at it, the more it looks actually really good.
It's a loot game.
Yeah.
It's getting better and better, actually.
It's a freaking loot game.
But on that list, and I want to hear y'all's, since we're kind of wrapping the cast up here, but I want to hear y'all's who you think will win out of that list. And I got to go with Outer Worlds. That's the only one to me that really stands out from all the others.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too.
Outer Worlds.
What I want to win is Outer Worlds. Yeah. What is probably going to win is probably either Death Stranding or Sekiro's Shadows Die Twice. It's probably what's going to happen. I would be more okay with Sekiro. Oh, man, 10,000 times over. But I think Death Stranding is probably going to win just because of the person.
Unfortunately. This goes to show that when you have a $1 billion budget to have all these famous people, you get to make a shitty game and have it look just fucking amazing.
Yeah, but man, it's so different and out there. He took a chance.
Too much of different is a bad thing because then you confuse the fuck out of people and no one wants to play a game.
Well,
they force themselves to like it because of your name and that's it.
And I know people are going to say this stuff about this because they'll be like, wait, have you even played it? I'm like, no, I didn't play it. I watched it though. Like, it's, you know.
Well, you can't watch it. You have to play it. You have to experience.
Yeah. If I want to, do FedEx, I will go get a job.
Hey man, it's that time of year. FedEx, UPS, they all got drivers. There you go.
It just looked like unnecessary drudgery. You know what I mean? Like just unnecessary. I don't know. Anyways, Dirty, what's the one that you would want?
I kind of want to go with Sekiro, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. Sekiro or Outer Worlds, but I'm leaning more towards Sekiro.
Samurais, it's cool. Samurais are cool, man.
From what I've seen, what I'd want is obviously, like everyone here is going, Outer Worlds. Now, I'm going to be a little more controversial. I know it in the pit of my stomach that Death Stranding is going to win. But if that one wasn't there, I'm actually going to go with Control.
Ew.
Because I've seen, it was very good.
Yeah.
And I am very tempted to play it at some point. I've just got too much other shit on my plate right now.
I'm there with you, man. I heard nothing but good things about it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that they're saying may or may not come to Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one where there's been rumors.
Okay.
Yeah. Rumors that probably won't happen until like January after they lose Game of the Year next year or this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say, like I said earlier, I want Outer Worlds to win or I'd be okay with Sekiro. Death Stranding's probably going to win it, though.
Yeah.
All Kojima. Look,
we sound so depressed right now.
Pointing to that.
Dude, it's just as depressing as when Red Dead won damn near everything last year.
Yeah. And you remember when God of War won it, and I was like, "Yeah!"
Right? Because everyone was all like, "Red Dead, that you motherfucker!"
Yeah.
Honest to God, can't get into that game at all. And that's why I don't want. I fucking hate that game.
Yeah,
that's too strong. I don't hate it. I just don't like that. Anyway,
yeah,
I really feel like timing has a huge factor in this award show too. Because when you think about it, Red Dead came out a lot sooner than God of War did last year, and they won shit tons of awards.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of can't help but wonder what if the roles were reversed and God of War released closer to the award show.
Because
it was at the forefront of everyone's mind.
Interesting. So releasing toward the last quarter?
Yeah. Now, I just glanced at the list again just to kind of... I had a thought in my head... But not a single one of these, or I say all of these games that are on this list that were nominated this year are original IPs.
That's awesome.
They are. You're exactly right. And I think about
none
that.
Of these are based off of anything else.
Other than just Resident Evil. But that's
fantastic. Well, Resident Evil was originally, it was
a game before
anything else. It's original IPs. None of these have any connection to anything else. Like, I was just thinking, like, Star Wars, I had a thought in my head of maybe the fact that Star Wars has ties to the larger Star Wars universe franchise that, I don't know, maybe that affected something or what. Then I was just looking, like, are any of these other ones tied to anything? It's like, no, well, these are all originals.
Hmm.
So,
that's a thought.
Just interesting
thought. You know what? As I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking of next year and how Cyberpunk is going to be tits, I'm going to call it now. After that game launches, you watch the actual sales of that tabletop game skyrocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it does.
Because it's all based off of the tabletop game. Just thinking of how it's an IP, but it's not because it's still based off the tabletop game.
Yeah.
Right.
/ books. I think they were books. I don't remember.
Everybody will just consume it like they did when Halo came out, like all the books and everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, sweet guys, that was a fun podcast. A lot of ranting, sure, a lot of laughs there.
Lots of dittos.
A lot of shine. Well, guys, if you like our stream and you want to get to know some more awesome streamers, head over to thesheadteam.gg to find out more about the stream community we're a part of. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes, and you can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it off!
Blow up the dino!
You can hear a death track going through life in this
Alright, so y'all ready to start recording on...
Nope.
Y'all ready for Audacity?
Nope.
Let's get ready.
I'm having issues.
Yes.
I'm not. Give me a second. I'm actually having an issue right now.
You sound like you have issues. Your voice.
His voice went about 2 octaves lower.
I love this. Is that what it sounds like right now?
Yeah.
It's like you just opened up your throat.
It's like you're...
Come here, boy.
You're exhaling smoke while you're talking.
You sound like freaking God of War. Come here, boy.
I don't fucking know. Boy. It's on the recording, too. Like, I don't know how to fix this.
What the hell is going on?
You should just leave it like that. See if anyone knows.
I love you, Dirty Bumps.
Dude, I don't know how to fix this. Okay. I'm really stoned right now. We should do the call.
Close out Discord, like that, end the call and come back. That's probably the best way to fix it.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Stoner.
I had this all
man.
Recording on the voice meter too, so we got good. This.
Welcome back.
Come out now.
That's it.
All right, let me check my fucking Audacity.
Party mode's over.
Stone craters.